Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. House barely passed this H.R. 1 bill, which is an election fraud bill, but now it's in the Senate, and it is a very dangerous bill for all future elections. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mee.
You know, Matt, election integrity, fair and free elections are the foundation of our republic. And to see that washed away is absolutely tragic.
It really is. I mean, this bill coming out of the Democratic-led House, and by the way, there's a couple of Democrats that broke ranks with the Democrats. So this barely came out of the House. It's now over on the Senate. And as you know, the breakdown between Republicans and Democrats is 50-50 with the tie-breaking vote at the vice president's vote. So that would be your 51st vote if they follow party lines. And that's typically what's happened. There's been a lot of pressure on these Democrats to fall in line. This particular bill is a terrible bill. We're going to go through some bullet points to illustrate really what it does. And let me begin with doing that right now. But we have to stop this bill. And we encourage you to go to lcaction.org, lcaction.org. There we have some information, and you can fax, you can also sign the petition, and you can call the members of the Senate. We'll talk more about that a little bit later, lcaction.org. But this particular bill, Holly, these are some of the bullet points. It will literally federalize all these elections around the country with regards to congressional offices, U.S. House, U.S. Senate, and the President of the United States, taking all the authority away from the states. And it will ban voter ID. Listen to this. You will not be able to require the person's identification. It will be completely banned nationwide.
Now, think about all the cases you have to use a voter ID. I mean, you have to use ID for, you know, to get on a plane, to purchase items. So why in the world would you not use it to vote?
Look, if you go down and you move to a place and you get your electricity and your water turned on, you have to bring in proof that you're actually resident and where you are. And sometimes then when you go open up a bank account, you have to bring not only your ID, but also information about your water bill and other things like that to identify that you're a legitimate person and whatever you're opening in your name, it is actually correct. Banning voter ID for the most important thing that you would use your voter ID for is outrageous.
Yeah, we experienced all this fraud in the last election, so this will just open the floodgates even more.
It mandates no-fault absentee ballots. Now, what does that mean? That means that you will never be able to question a mail-in ballot if it's not properly signed, if it's not fully completed, if it's from another precinct. In fact, it allows anybody to vote in any precinct, and it allows same-day voter registration. So, Holly, this means at 5 minutes before the polls close, someone can come and they've never registered before. They say that they're there to register. You cannot ask them for voter ID. If they're out of the precinct, if they say they lived in a different place, that doesn't matter because you can vote in any precinct anywhere in the country. So they can't say, well, you're not in this precinct. The precinct for you is in another location. If there is any kind of issue, any kind of concern, you cannot stop that person from voting. And if you question them, if you try to determine whether this person actually lives in the state, whether this individual is who he or she says they are by voter ID, whether the person is an illegal alien, whether they have overstayed a green card or whatever it might be, anything like that would be considered voter intimidation and restricting or interfering with the person's right to vote under this H.R. 1. And that polling person, can be fined up to $100,000 and be sued by the United States Department of Justice.
I mean, Matt, you're an attorney. You know that election fraud is a criminal offense. So why in the world are they trying to legalize it? It's beyond me.
Listen to this. It will force the states to accept mail-in ballots up to 10 days after the election. That means you'll never know if this bill passes what is the actual result of the vote at the time that the polls close.
Where elections should be on one day and one day alone.
And, you know, if you go back to 2015, President Jimmy Carter and Jim Baker, Democrat and obviously Republican, they co-chaired this bipartisan commission on the elections. And their main concern was the problems with mail-in ballots. These mail-in ballots are ripe for fraud. They said this needs to be changed, and we've done nothing. Then in 2012, the New York Times issued an article saying the same thing. Liberal magazines and online publications in 2019 said the same thing. And then what happened? It became widespread in 2020. And then when President Trump pushed back, the liberal media said, oh, that's just scare tactics trying to suppress people who want to vote. Now, it will automatically, listen to this, register all individuals as opposed to citizens. You're automatically registered. You don't have to voluntarily register. You will not necessarily be required to be a citizen, and thus put the burden on the person who's registered to opt out. That means that non-citizens can be automatically registered, come to the precinct, and vote.
That means registered convicted felons can vote, allow people who vote outside their precinct, so I could live in one place and vote in another.
Or you could do this, Holly. This is even worse. Take this person on election day. And again, you can do this before because they're extending early voting. But just take this person on election day. Say the person lives in the panhandle of Florida. The person can in the morning go to whatever precinct, vote there same day, never registered before, then drive over to Louisiana, vote there, drive up to Alabama, vote there, drive over to Georgia, vote there, and then come home for dinner in the evening, be back at home to watch the election returns.
Matt, with this bill, we will never have a fair election again, and you'll never see a Republican in office again.
No, and what happens is that same person could go, that same person that lives in the panhandle, instead of wanting to vote from multiple states, because you'll be able to vote in multiple states, and there's no way to determine whether or not that person's already voted in another state. That will obviously increase this multiple state voting. But the same person, since you can vote at different precincts, can go in their county or their surrounding counties. You can go outside of your county, and you can start off in the morning. Again, this is considering that it might be same day. You can then start off voting precinct to precinct to precinct to precinct and just continue to do that until you're exhausted. Now, it doesn't necessarily require that all this happens on the same day because early voting will be extended. So this person can continue to do that multiple times. The problem is you won't be able to restrict that person from voting because there's no voter ID, there's same-day registration. You cannot limit them to vote in one particular precinct. And then all of that now gets mixed in with the voter returns, and it will be impossible to figure out all of these fraudulent voters. Unbelievable. Like I say, poll watchers also will be prohibited under H.R. 1, prohibited from cooperating with election officials to identify and challenge voter registrations concerning fraud.
And this will also override all the state laws regarding elections as well.
All of them with regards to any federal election that would be U.S. House, U.S. Senate, and the President of the United States.
So America becomes a third world country.
Yeah, and voting really becomes nationalized fraud by virtue of this H.R. 1. I can tell you what, this is serious, and it will also compound this issue of voter harvesting, where these people go to nursing homes or communities And they get all these mail-in ballots from people who don't know what people are doing collecting these. And those individuals can even send them in via the internet, and you won't be able to track their physical location or drop them off all over the place. This is a terrible bill. It's H.R. 1. And you need to go to lcaction.org, and find our emails and other material on this and make your voice heard. Fax the members of the Senate. Sign the petition. And also you can call your senators and other senators that may even live outside your state. Make sure they hear from you loud and clear. Stop this bill that will institutionalize voter fraud.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.